Something else that annoys me. Driven mad by driving? Time to consider other ways to get about. The bloke who stands at the end of the bar where the dartboard used to be is always going on about his human right to drive a car, although his eyesight is so reduced he has difficulty finding his mouth with a pint glass. If he just said I don't care about the rest of you, it would be inconvenient for me to stop driving. So I'm carrying on, I could sympathize. Fair point, I'd say. We've been warned, but I object to him dragging in human rights. I suggested other people had a human right not to be flattened by an optically challenged chauffeur, but he rejected this, defending their human right to jump out of his way. Years ago, I squeezed into my parents-in-law's car. As we jolted our way into the middle of the road and past the school, my father-in-law asked, "How far are we from the curb?" When his wife estimated 2 to 3 rolling pins, I said I just remembered I had to get out. My sister-in-law recently gave up driving following an incident involving a row of dustbins and a tree, but selling her motor was harder than we'd thought. While the driver's side was pristine, the passenger side looked like it had been beaten with a small hammer and pebble dashed, and this was before the tree and bin episode. She explained that the fault lay in her right eye being better than her left, but at least she didn't mention human rights. As a public highway user, I'd like to think most people in control of 2,500 kilograms of rolling metal don't have poor peepers. For a wager recently, we stood outside the Duke and tried to read a distant number plate. Several of us couldn't identify the car, which was actually a bus. Double-decker, I don't know why anyone who lives in a town wants a car anyway. Their owners do nothing but moan about the cost of petrol or mows, potholes, scratches, insurance, depreciation and speed limits. These can all be replaced, at no cost, by bus mounting, tube taking or cab hailing. My warm regard for public transport was hugely increased when I rented a car over New Year, mainly to get rid of the Christmas tree and the in-laws. It cost me £150 to hire and £180 for traffic offences after driving in a bus lane, the one I'm used to being in when I'm on the bus, exceeding the speed limit, impossible not to do unless you're an arthritic snail, and entering the congestion zone, which seems elastic in scope. It cost me about £1 a mile. Apart from financial misery, car owners are obsessed with parking. A few I know don't go out in their motors for fear of not finding a parking place where they are going and not finding one when they get home. Car ownership makes them stationary. Finding a parking bay is only the start. Jimmy, who stands where the fruit machine used to be, says he once made so many maneuvers to fit into a space that he drew applause from a queue of people waiting for a bus, and then he couldn't stay because he was unable to negotiate the complexities of the payment machine. He sat downloading apps and inserting his bank details for so long, it was only by good fortune he avoided a parking ticket. One friend has become so traumatized by the operation, he has entirely excluded the word park from his vocabulary. That causes him difficulties when describing the coats worn by members of Oasis, or naming the chauffeur of Lady Penelope in Thunderbirds, or talking about his favourite football team, QPR, or discussing the green area in London containing Speaker's Corner. But all in all, he claims it is a worthwhile inconvenience. All of which leads me to celebrate the marvellous Freedom Pass offering free public transport to retired folk. I was charged nothing for a lift on a bus in Birmingham recently, which, as I live in London, I thought pretty impressive. I stayed on a few stops after my destination so I could savour the experience. It's such a civilised idea. Some cities have fare-free policies for all: Dunkirk in France, Tallinn in Estonia, Hasselt in Belgium, as does the whole of Luxembourg. I would be driven to distraction if we were to be deprived of this. Of course, when I say driven, I don't mean I'd take a lift from the bloke by the missing dartboard. Article ends.